back on the air after a two-week absence. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Melissa.
Melissa. I like Melissa.
You do?
Yeah. How? 2 weeks and that's what you came up with. Melissa?
Yeah.
And what is that reference? Anything or no?
Anyone? I like the name. I like all the people I know named Melissa. And I've always liked the name.
Really?
Yeah. Why, you don't?
No, it's fine. I'm curious as to name origins and how you came up with it and how you keep being such a mystery and how I keep being ostracized in town because of this podcast.
Yeah, I've actually heard people talking about you, Paul, from Community News.
Exactly. And not good either.
No, not bad. But I was in the grocery store and I heard someone quoting you. They were like, Paul on Community News said, and I was thinking...
Really?
I was thinking, little did I know, I'm the ever-changing sidekick name.
Were they saying something good, or was it Paul on Community News is a pain in the ass?
No.
And he doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, it was a straight-on quote. It was something, they were saying something that you said about the hi-ho.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, it's a nice segue.
That is.
We did go to a dinner at the hi-ho.
We did.
And just dinner, though. I just want to put that out there. It was just a dinner.
Right, because they invited us to the restaurant.
They invited us in, and what they did was, the first thing they said was, they reminded me that they would not be suing us for libel, but they would be suing us for slander.
They actually are going to be? Or
they will be if we continue talking about them after our review for dinner.
Okay.
So what they said was, at one point you said, don't be worried about being sued for libel, and they were right, because libel is written. Defamation.
I didn't realize that,
and
Paul.
Slander is verbal defamation, although I still maintain that truth is the absolute defense when it comes to the hi-ho motel.
It's hard to juxtapose those two legal concepts and know which one wins, whether truth is the absolute defense or the libel slander.
So did you enjoy our dinner at the hi-ho?
I did. I thought it was decent. What about you?
I'm going to say decent is a apt description. It actually pertains to everything about the place. Just decent, and I'm going to leave it alone. Their legal team has told me that's about all we can say about them at this point.
I was going to ask you, was it a waiter who knew this? Was it a waiter going to law school? Like, who knew?
Oh, no, it was a process server when I was there at the restaurant.
Yes. An actual person?
Yes, you ran off to the bathroom, and I was served with process.
So. Oh, my goodness.
So at this point, that's about all we're going to say about the hi-ho. It's decent.
Okay, it's decent. Well, and that also should tell our listeners that while we try not to be controversial here, there's our first controversy.
So, going from to hi-ho, which we will not talk about anymore.
No.
You won't talk about how
you spent
your prom there or anything like that. No more stories about it.
Okay, bye-ho restaurant, bye-ho hotel.
We will talk about also in these past 2 weeks, we snuck into the commuter party.
That's right. We've been sneaking in a lot. No, we were invited to hi-ho. Oops, not talking about it.
Right.
But we did sneak into the commuter party. And, well, we're in the city today. So maybe we, you know, I don't know if we should say we snuck. We have occasional train ticket stubs to show.
Right. Well, that was the entree in to have a train ticket.
Right. But it did seem like most people commute every single day. Right?
I like, you know, as we predicted, they got into their clicks, the 6:30 click, the 7:25 click.
Exactly. When I saw that, I was like thinking, we're so prophetic that we kind of predicted that.
It was amazing. And of course, we really didn't fit in anywhere. We just mingled.
I went around saying, I don't have a train.
Right.
That was my line.
And nobody took you in.
Nobody adopted me into
Poor sweet Melissa.
Exactly. Nobody took Melissa into their 8:47 or the 9:30. I thought I might blend in well with the 10:30s because those were sort of, you know, older people going, trying to get an early bird special or see a show, but they weren't interested in talking to
me. They had no
me.
Interest in you either?
No.
You know what? I sort of clicked with the 5:22 a.m., which seems kind of crazy.
That seems like a very type A anal train.
I know. And it was really weird that they sort of gravitated towards me.
Really?
Yeah. I have no idea why, because they are all type A's, and I'm absolutely type Z personality.
So what did they talk to you about?
They spoke about the fact that the train was quiet at that time, that they didn't have to deal with other commuters at that time.
That's probably, that everybody's asleep.
That they had a parking space at that time.
Okay.
So, you know, it was, to them, it was heaven. The fact that they were at their job at 6:15 in the morning.
And didn't have to talk to anybody.
I guess maybe that's what we click with. We sort of said that, and then nobody said anything else the rest of the day.
So it was basically a train full of people that don't like crowds.
Don't like crowds or talking or people.
Okay. So. All right. Well, that's a good thing to click on, I guess. I had this thought. Do you ever meet people and they tell you what their job is, and do you ever think, like, how do you do that every single day for however many years? Like, do you ever think, like if I was a stockbroker, I feel like I could do that for like 3 or 4 years. And then at some point I would be like, what am I doing? Like, I would always imagine myself in some other life.
I have the attention span of a gnat, so I can't imagine doing anything for that long amount of time.
So
but yes, I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah, like anything, especially something constricting that involves me getting up so early in the morning. I just think to myself, how do people even do it? How do people do things for 20, 30 years?
Like a brain surgeon. I mean, it's enough with the brain already.
Right,
it's
like
enough.
At some
I'm
point,
done with it.
Right. At
I'm,
some
I'm
point,
done looking
are they
at
not
it.
Bored looking at it or trying to fix it? Like, yeah, it just seems like anything, my saturation point for anything, maybe as you said, attention span is a better word, but right. I get saturated with it by a certain point, I'm done with it. I want to move
on. Sort of like this topic.
Yeah, I guess so. Sort of like this topic.
So we went to the commuter party. Did you have a good time at least?
I did.
You really didn't interact with anyone. Once I saw you wandering around and I was with my 522 click, I'm sorry, I sort of shunned you.
It's okay. I felt but, the 522 know, click was very heavily male, so I was kind of looking for something at least co-ed, if not a little more female.
But
so.
None of the females took you in.
They didn't. They you weren't know. Interested in me.
It's not like the PTA, which embraces you. These people shunned you.
Well, I don't know if I would say shunned, but just it was as if I wasn't there.
Really?
They just didn't seem to notice me. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, I'm going to take the 5:22 tomorrow morning and just sit there and
hang out with your non-talking friends.
Right.
Yeah. I think what I saw was that in the other groups, they all really knew each other already. So they sort of just stuck with who they knew.
Right. The only bad thing about taking the 5:22 in, it is no train home until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I don't know what I'm going to do in the city.
You're going to wander around.
All day. Yes. Wander around.
Take pictures of the train station.
Well, escape the town for a day.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Maybe take a field trip.
That is always a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Just to go. Someone told me that, somebody I know, a mom told me she used to take one day a week, get a babysitter just to take the train in, even if she had nothing to do, and go get a cup of coffee and take it home. That seems to me almost like a little crazy, but she
used
to do it.
It seems like a lot crazy, but anything,
yeah,
I guess, to escape.
She used to do it just to see people. But isn't that sad? Like, how do we live? How can anyone live in a place where you need to feel like you need to escape it? Or does everybody feel like that wherever they are? Do people
I think
feel
that's
like
what
that
it is.
Wherever they are? Vegas, Miami, wherever you live, you want to escape?
I think
the next...
so, right. So with Vegas, where do you want to escape to? To Miami and vice versa? Is that what they do?
I guess
is that
when you're
sort of...
in Vegas, you sometimes want to escape to water, right?
Oh, that's
somewhere
true.
Somewhere with water?
I miss talking about the Hi-Ho Motel. I got to tell you.
Oh,
I'm
my
really,
goodness.
I'm really,
you can't even
really,
stop talking about it for 10 minutes.
I can't. It's the one thing that I
that
go back to. That's the one thing
for.
That I enjoy talking about is the Hi-Ho Motel. So the last thing I want to bring up, we are in October now. Mm-hmm. The community pool has closed for the season.
Until next year.
Just wanted to let everybody know, if you go over there, there's a big tarp on it now. Were you a community pool person or no?
Not so much because it's really cold. I would be, maybe I would be if they put heater. Nah, who am I kidding? I wouldn't be anyway.
You just let your kids be hot in the summer. You're one of the people who have the sprinklers going and the kids run through the sprinkler?
When they were littler.
Or the slip and slide or what is
when
it?
When they were little, I did do that for parties when they'd have kids come over, slip and slide and all that. But no, I used to take them to the community pool and then they would complain it was too cold because there's no heaters in there. And then we...
Well, the shallow end is heated.
But. Yeah, right. Not the kind of heat you want. Colored
right.
heating.
Right.
And but at one point we joined a club with a pool. They stopped going in that too, so I don't know. So I guess there were days so hot this summer that I thought I should go to the community pool and jump in, but I thought I might look weird, like without any kids and just me jumping in the cold pool just to cool off.
Now, would you just jump in with, you just ram through the barrier and just march your way in fully dressed and jump into the pool and make a scene like that?
Yeah, of
course
not.
Or would you strip off all your clothes and make a scene like, because I know a scene is involved when you're going to the community pool.
Well,
so at what point do you make the scene?
Well, I mean, I haven't been since they were little, but.
I know, but you were talking about going this summer.
Well, you know, I realize as you point that out, you know, when I said jump in, that's probably unrealistic. I don't think I've jumped in a pool since I was a kid. I go in like an old lady, one inch at a time. I'm cold.
No, but this, if you're going to commandeer the community pool, if you're going to break through the barrier, because, you know, if you don't have a pass, the Gestapo is not letting you into that
pool.
Oh,
right. I don't even pay for a pass
right.
anymore.
So,
you're saying you need to make a quick entrance.
You're
going to
make a quick entrance and a quick dip. So there's no going in old lady style with your toes.
Oh, my gosh.
You're
going to,
so where does the scene take place? Is it outside? Is there a diversion
tactic? I guess that's why I've never done it, because I am not a jumper in. But I guess if I was going to do this,
right,
I would maybe dress in like sort of Mrs. Roper kind of clothes, like big, flowy, loose, you know. And I guess I would.
For Three's Company fans.
Yes, Three's Company.
Okay.
Oh, it is pretty dated, but.
It's all right. They'll be redoing it sometime.
Exactly.
On one of the
pretty
networks.
Soon. Oh, yeah. Exactly. With Roseanne and One Day at a Time. And what's the Murphy Brown.
Right.
That's actually even more modern than Three's Company. But no, yeah, I think I'd go with some loose, flowy things. And then I'd like, I guess I, your point, now that you're telling me, I guess I realize I would have to run in there, run past the guards. And they'd be like, ma'am, do you have a pass? Did you pay? And I just
and
have
as
to,
they're saying that, you're running through, and you will sprint right into the pool and dive in.
Yeah, I think I would. What's that music? That dun 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 dun. That's that music.
Don't, please. We haven't paid for that, so please don't hum anything.
Oh, I can't do that. Okay.
And that's not libel or slander. That's going to be something else, like copyright infringement.
Copyright.
Please.
It's good to be doing this with a lawyer, a former lawyer. So
I screwed up libel and slander 3 weeks ago. I'm not that great a lawyer.
Well, that's, you're not trying to be a lawyer now, but okay. You know, when you have the attention span for it.
Okay, so the music's going through your head as you're sprinting
through. Music's going through my head as I'm sprinting really slowly, but in my mind, I think I'm going at my fastest, which is everyone else's slowest.
And then a hand reaches out to grab you.
A hand reaches out to grab me. And I pretend I don't speak English.
Is that it?
Yes. And I jump in the pool. And then they're still yelling at me, ma'am, where is your... You know, actually, this is really reminding me of the fact that I got yelled at yesterday. I can't believe I didn't tell you. Picking up my kid from high school. I got yelled at.
What happened?
Well, there's an actual police officer there waving traffic this way, that way. As my son said afterwards, what's with your hand? You know, we don't know your Townport hand signals. I'm going to pretend our town is called Townport, since you and I have decided not to name the town on here for libel or slander.
Embarrassment.
Embarrassment. So we were here, and he had went like this, and I was stopping, but I guess I didn't stop fast enough for him. I wasn't going to come to a full break, you know? He was letting the cars that way go. So I was stopping, and he goes, what's wrong? Why aren't you stopping? Where are you going? And my kid was like, my kid goes afterwards, they shouldn't yell at people when they have kids in the car, because obviously you're at the school, you probably have a kid in the car. It upset him to hear me yelled at by the guy.
Did you deserve to be yelled at?
Well, no, I was stopping. I'm like, I don't know in his mind where he thinks, when you stop, don't you have to decelerate to stop? Like, I was stopping.
Were you dressed as Mrs. Roper while this was going on, or no?
No, I was dressed in just jeans and a shirt, just like today.
I see.
But I was stopping. I mean, how fast are you supposed to stop? Are you supposed to come to a complete halt? I mean, he's there every day, so it's not like I didn't
know. The same guy? Does he yell at you every day?
Well, there's different guys. No, this was the first time I got yelled at by any of them.
Did you start crying?
I did not cry, but
did you tell him off?
I did not. I said, I'm stopping. But then after that, not even kidding, a lady came out from the school, and then she, I thought she said, you stupid. I said, after she drove down, and she yelled at me, and she said, you stupid. I said, oh, she said, you stupid. And my son said, no, she said, you stupid B.
She called you a stupid bitch?
Yes.
Really?
I didn't know if we could say that on the show.
You can say whatever.
We got in trouble for saying the C word. But yeah, she said, apparently, I didn't hear it. My son did. And he was like, and he goes, what's the point of calling someone a stupid bitch? after they, he's like,
it's all not of a sudden
like
you're shy.
Yeah, well, I thought we were you know, reprimanded for our...
Now, language is fine. We can say whatever the hell we
okay,
want.
Okay, so he actually said, what's the point of calling you a stupid bitch?
Because oh my God, she didn't like when you stopped.
And he goes, what are you going to... How is that going to change anything? I said, I know. People are mean and crazy.
Wow. Yeah. But you were probably wrong. So.
I might have been in the wrong. It just wasn't necessary.
Somehow I have a feeling you saying slow down was more of a short stop
I was literally passed, or you grazed the guy. Yeah,
or
none of that.
Five kids were taken out or something like that.
Yeah, none of that. It definitely was like I was stopping and I just didn't stop fast enough because he's like, where are you going? I was like, right here.
Ugh. We're going to have to do an investigation into this guard. Perhaps next week I'll go to the school, even though I don't have kids
My
anymore
son was
there.
Saying, that would be good. They would probably be happy to have you there. But my son was like, they should calm down. Because they're like, da, da, da. He goes, you can't even tell what's going on with the guy's like signals. It's like he's doing a dance.
You're doing a dance that not anybody can see because we're on audio. But yes.
Do you understand what I mean? Like waving one, stopping the other. It's like a lot going on. Like he said,
I'm getting dizzy from all of this.
Yeah, right. He said, I don't know your town port signals. Like maybe you should have a stop light there.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So that's it. That's community news for this week.
It is.
I think that's it. So no more talking about the Hi-Ho Motel.
It's Bi-Ho, not Hi-Ho.
That's it. And we will be back next week, provided that we're not kicked off the air yet again. So remember to like us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Insta, on whatever else is out there, Snapchat.
Have we put ourselves on Snapchat? I don't think we have. We need to get your college-aged kids to do that.
They'll do that for us this week, perhaps, if they listen and approve. So this has been Paul.
And I am Melissa.
Oh, you remembered your name.
Yes.
And so that's it for Community News. We'll be talking to you again next week.
See you later.